Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
大家好像还没有睡醒。
It seems you're not awake from your sleep yet.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
好，感谢主，我们来读几处的圣经。
We thank our Lord that now we will read a few passages in the Bible.
我们请翻开民数记。
First, Numbers.
旧约民数记第一章。
The book of Numbers, in Old Testament, chapter 1.
我们读一下五十一节。
Let's first read.
对不起，第五十节。
Instead, verse 50.
五十 ，OK.
50.
只要派利未人管理法柜的帐幕和其中的器具，并属乎帐幕的。他们要抬帐幕和其中的器具，并要办理帐幕的事，在帐幕的四围安营。
Numbers chapter 1 verse 50. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle.
我们再看第二章第一节跟第二节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里对着会幕四围安营。
And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard.Beside the emblems of his father's house, they shall camp some distance from the tabernacle meeting.
我想呢，刚刚我们读的这两段的圣经呢，我们可以看到它的背景呢是讲到当神带领以色列人出埃及来到西乃的旷野。
The two passages we just read, the background of them is that after God led them out of Egypt and came into the wilderness,
神吩咐摩西建造会幕。
Now God told Moses to build the tabernacle.
神的同在就显在以色列人的中间。
And then God's presence was revealed in the midst of the congregation of Israel.
在第二年的正月初一号的时候。
And in the first day of second month of the second year,
会幕设立起来。
The tabernacle was set up.
在二月初一号的时候。
And in the first day of the second month,
以色列的整个军队呢要往迦南地前进。
The whole armies of the Israelites were now ready to set out into the wilderness.
他们必须要在旷野生活一段日子。
So they had to live for a certain period of time in this desert.
我们的神是一位有次序的神。
And our God is a God of order.
所以他告诉以色列人怎样安营。
Therefore, he told Israelites how to camp.
刚刚我们所读到的，他是吩咐利未人。
The passages we just read is that the charge that he gave to the Israelites, the Levites.
会幕在中心。
The tabernacle it was in the middle.
利未人围着会幕。来安营。
And the Levites camped around the tabernacle.
然后以色列十二个支派呢，要围着会幕来安营。
And then the tribes of twelve tribes of Israelites will camp around this tabernacle.
这是一幅图画。
And this gives us a picture.
那我们看见神的百姓呢，乃是围绕着神来生活、来侍奉、来敬拜。
In which we see that all God's children should be God-centered, where they worship, they serve, and they live.
不仅他们在安营的时候是如此。
Not only was they like this when they camp their armies.
他们行动的时候也是如此。
But it was even so when they move about.
我们再往前看。
Now let's read further on.
我们读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
在东边向日出之地，照着军队安营的是犹大营的道，在亚米拿达的儿子拿顺做犹大人的首领。
Verse 3. On the east side, toward the rising of the sun, those of the standard of the forces with Judah shall camp according to their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be their leader of the children of Judah.
所以到第九节内。末了的时候，做第一队要往前行。
And then we see in verse 9, at the the end of the verse, it says that they shall be the first army to break camp.
这是啊，如果我们再继续一直往后，整个读第二章，我们就看见呢，啊，第一营呢是犹大，第二营是住在东边，南边呢是啊流便住啊住在南边。
And if you continue to read down the whole chapter 2, you will know that on the east side is the army of Judah that camped. And then on the south side of Tabernacle, it is Reuben's camp.
那第一起行的时候，东边开始起行。
When they start to set out, it is always the forces on the east side to break camp first.
然后南边是第二队。
And the camp on the second would go the second.
然后会幕是在正中央。
And the tabernacle would be in the right middle of it.
我们看一下第十七节。
Now let's read verse 17.
随后会幕要往前行。
And the tabernacle, a meeting shall move out with the camp.
有利未营在诸营的中间。
And the tabernacle of meeting shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camps.
然后 他们怎样安营就怎样往前行，各按本位，各归本道。
As they camp, so they shall move out, so everyone in his place by their standards.
啊，然后啊，东南，然后西跟北。
Now we come to the west side of the tabernacle and the north side of the tabernacle.
这里提到这个道这个字呢。
Now this word standard.
英文叫 standard, 啊。那这个道呢原文的意思是旗号是旗子的意思。
In its original, it simply means a banner.
我想从台湾来的弟兄们呢当过兵的都知道这一件事情。
Now brothers,who came from Taiwan, who served in the army, would all understand this.
我们在演习的时候
Well, we were in military service.
军队要出你的驻扎的地方
Well, we were ready to leave our camp.
这个你的旗号呢是首先要出发的
The banner would go first.
好，我想这个旗号呢，就是代表你们这一组的人。
And this banner simply represents the whole platoon of the army.
每一个犹太人呢，都要归在自己的那个旗号的底下。
So every Jew would go in his, under his own standard.
然后每一个旗号都是围着神来生活、来侍奉、来敬拜。
And every standard of all Israelites would be God-centered, where they serve, they worship, and they move about.
好，我们再请弟兄姊妹看新约圣经。
Now let's read New Testament.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
前书第一章，对不起。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
The first epistle of Paul.
我们读第
Thessalonians
六节到第十节。
We read verses 6-10.
我们我先读一遍，然后姊妹再读一遍。
I'll read this passage in Chinese first, and then our sister will read accordingly.
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。甚至你们做马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来。你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith toward God has gone out, so that we do not need to say anything, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idol to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come.
我们最后再看彼得前书第二章。
Lastly, 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章，我们读第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
好，我们啊，为着早晨的聚会，我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we pray for this morning's fellowship, please?
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we really thank you for your grace.
让我们能够一同坐在你施恩的宝座前。
That we can sit before the throne of your grace.
让我们一同来仰望你的容颜。
Together we could look onto your glorious face.
进到你的面光当中。
And into your countenance.
你的慈爱，你的丰富，要来覆庇我们。
Your fullness, your loving kindness will shadow us.
我们也求主今天借着你的话再一次来教导我们。
Lord, we pray that through your word, again, you teach us.
你的圣膏油今天就涂抹在我们每一位的心中。
And your holy anointing will be applied into everyone's heart.
我们把讲的、把翻译的、把听的都一同带到你面前。
We bring the one who speaks, who translates, and everyone who is hearing into your presence.
你圣灵来开启我们的心。
Your Holy Spirit open up our hearts.
让我们学习来过一个以神为中心的生活。
So that we can live a God-centered life.
好叫我们有一个能够讨你喜悦的侍奉和敬拜。
So that we could offer to you this services and the worship pleasing to you.
我们也把为你出口的弟兄带到你面前。
We especially bring your mouthpiece before you.
让他里面有一个刚强的心。
Give him this spirit, strong spirit.
能够靠着你的灵来传讲你的话。
So by your spirit, he will declare your word.
我们也把翻译的姊妹带到你面前。
And also the sister before you.
愿我们在你面前的服事都没有人的阻隔。
Let there be no hindrance from man. from our services.
能愿主的工作成全在你儿女的中间。
Oh, let your work be accomplished among your children.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We now pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我想呢，我们弟兄姊妹都清楚知道神的救赎的目的。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, you all understand the very purpose of God's redemption.
神救我们不只是叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
God saves us, but it's not just for us not to perish, but to have eternal life.
神更是呼召我们。
Even more, He's called us.
圣经呢，提到教会这一个字。
Now, the Bible has mentioned this word, church.
希腊文呢，叫 ecclesia。
In its Greek original, it's ecclesia.
Ecclesia 的意思呢，就是蒙召、被呼召出来的一般人。
Which simply means a group of people who have been called to come forward.
那被呼召出来，神有一个目的。
And for these people who have been called to come forth, God has a purpose for them.
乃是要带许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
Simply to bring many sons into glory.
就是让我们能够将来与基督 一同作王
so that we could reign together with Christ in the age to come.
一同掌权
together we will reign as kings.
一同得荣耀
together we'll be glorified.
就是刚刚我们诗歌所唱的
and that's exactly what we just sang in our hymn.
我们要与基督联合
we will be one with Christ.
我们要成为主的同伴
we will become the Lord's companions.
我们也成为主的心腹
and we will become His bride.
所以这是主呼召我们的目的
And this is the purpose of his calling
但是我们今天还活在地上
But today as long as we are still in our flesh in the world
我们已经蒙主的拯救
Even though we have been saved by him
主耶稣说我们是在这个世界
And the Lord Jesus said that we are in the world
但是我们不属乎这世界
But we are not of the world
所以我们在世上我们乃是被分别出来的一般人
So on earth we are this These people who have been separated
刚刚我们所读的彼得前书第二章第九节
Now the chapter 2 verse 9 in 1 Peter which we just read
那里讲到我们是蒙拣选的族类
There he tells us that we are a chosen race
我们是在基督里神拣选了我们
In Christ God has chosen us
我们是有君尊的祭司
And we are a royal priesthood
我们乃是侍奉神的一般人
We are people who serve God
这是我们蒙召的目的
And this is the purpose of our calling
我们蒙召不是为着我们自己
We are not called for our own sake
不错神把许多的恩典赏给我们
Yes indeed God has given to us so many blessings
我们能够在地上有一个丰富的生活
Therefore on earth we could lead this abundant life
我们不管在精神上在物质上主都供应我们
materially or psychologically God has provided for us so abundantly
但是这不是我们的目的
However this is not our purpose
我们乃是有一个尊贵的身份
Instead we have this noble status
我们来侍奉神
That we could serve him
我们也是一个圣洁的国度
And we're also a holy nation
国度在这里让我们看见主在我们中间掌权
We could see that God would reign in this kingdom
神的旨意能够在天上通行
So that God's will be done in heaven without any hindrance
但是神的旨意没有办法在地上通行
Although it is so already but his will cannot be done on earth yet
因为人犯罪的缘故
Because man sinned
人抵挡神的旨意
So we oppose to God's will
所以主耶稣教我们祷告的时候
So when the Lord Jesus teaches how to pray
他说愿你的旨意行在天上行在地上如同行在天上
He teaches us that but your will be done in heaven as it is on earth
但是我们这一般如今蒙召的人
But We who have been called by His grace
我们能够让主的旨意通行在我们的身上
For us to have God's will be done in us
也通行在我们的中间
And for God's will to be done among us
我们是一个圣洁的国度
We have to be a holy kingdom
从世界分别出来的
Those who have been separated from the world
归给神
AndTo God solely.
最后呢是讲到我们是属神的子民。
Lastly, we are a people for God's own possession.
我们乃是主神的产业。
That tells us we are His possession.
将来神要成为我们的产业。
And in the age to come, He will become our possession.
神今天在地上，在我们的身上工作。
Now today, in the world, God is working in us.
要得着我们。
In order to gain us,
让我们能够真是以他为我们的神
so that truly we could allow him to be our God.
我们是成为他的子民
Therefore, we are his special people.
这是一个团体的一个呼召
And this is a corporate calling.
这是对每一个人也是个别的呼召
As well as a personal calling.
目的呢乃是要宣扬那一位招我们
出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us from darkness into His marvelous light.
今天在世上，人看不见这一位看不见的神。
Now today, people on earth could not see this invisible God.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
但是我们这帮蒙恩得救的人。
But for us who have been saved by His grace.
因着我们灵里的认识神
because of our spiritual understanding of God
因着我们、啊、被分别出来
because we have been separated
因着我们能够被他得着
and because we are able to be gained by him
所以我们就能够来宣扬这一位召我们出世界黑暗权势底下的、啊、我们这一班人
So that we could become the very ones who will proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of the dominion of darkness into His marvelous light.
让我们、啊、来、啊、借着我们行为的见证
So through the testimony of our deeds.
借着我们生命的见证
Through the testimony of our life.
叫世人从我们的身上可以看见神
The world could see God in us.
这是我们在地上的目的
And this is the purpose of our existence on earth
这个目的跟我们将来与主得荣耀是同一个目的
Now this purpose is also for the very purpose for us to receive glory from God
因为当神的儿女能够、啊、有一个强而有力的见证的时候
When God's children could hold this strong and powerful testimony
不知不觉我们就已经进到、啊、神那个永远的目的里面
Unwittingly they have already gone into God's eternal purpose
在我们的生命里面已经显出那个作王的性质
Because in our life the kingly nature has already been revealed
我们已经显出我们是一般属神的子民
We have made it known that we are people belonging to God
所以我们今天早晨要来看我们如何能够达到这样的一个光景。
So this morning we will consider how we can actually attain to this kind of condition.
我想从刚刚我们所读的旧约、啊、那几段经文里头
From the passages in the Old Testament we just read
我们可以看见当以色列百姓他们的生活侍奉敬拜是围绕着神的宝座的时候
We see that when the Israelites life worship and living being centered around the throne of God
他们的见证就显出那个能力来
Their testimony would hold out this power
不仅是团体的
Not only corporately
个人也是如此
But even individually
我们知道当以色列人进入迦南的时候
We know when Israelites went into the land of Canaan
他们、啊、在旷野行走
As they journeyed in the wilderness
他们打败了亚摩利王
They defeated the Ammonite king
西宏
Sihon
并且、啊、巴山王噩
And also Og, the king of Bashan
这些都是一个强大的国在迦南的旷野里面
These were the most powerful kings in the wilderness in Canaan
但是以色列人却是有如此的能力
But Israelites had this kind of a power to defeat them
去把他们、啊、消灭
Even to destroy them
所以当、啊、耶稣亚带领以色列人要攻打耶利哥城的时候
So when Joshua、led all the Israelites about to attack Jericho
那个拉合呢给他们一个见证
And Rahab held this,、gave them this kind of testimony.
她说我看到神在你们中间。
She said that I saw God in your midst.
我们全城的人知道你们、啊、神是怎样带你们经过红海。
The whole city of my people knew how your God led you through Red Sea.
消灭了埃及人。
Devouring the Egyptians.
并且你们在、啊、旷野消灭了啊、亚摩利王
Even in wilderness you destroyed the Ammonite king
当你们要进到迦南地的时候
And when you were about to enter the land of Canaan
我们全城的人听了心都笑话
All city's people's hearts melted upon hearing this
这是神的见证
And this is a testimony of God
这是生活的光景所带来的结果。
And this is the outcome of Israelites living.
可是当我们再去看四世纪的时候
But as we read in Judges,
四世纪呢、在最末了的一章最后一节
The very last verse in the very last chapter of Judges.
那一句话讲到以色列中没有王
It says in those days there is no king among Israelites.
个人任意而行
Everyone did whatever seems right.
以色列没有王并不是他们没有属地的王
Now when Israelites did not have kings, doesn't mean that they did not have the earthly kings.
我们去读四世纪我们就看见是因为以色列人拜了偶像
As we read Judges, we know that it is because Israelites worship idols.
他们不再以耶和华神为他们的王。
The Lord, Jehovah was no longer their king.
所以当以色列中没有王的时候
So when there was no king in Israelites,
个人就任意而行。
Everyone did what was right in their eyes.
凭自己的喜好而行。
According to their own likes,
我们知道整个四世纪内450年的中间
During the years of 450 years in the Judges,
神七次兴起了士师
Seven times God raised up judges.
因为在这七次的当中
Because in these seven times,
以色列百姓离弃神去拜偶像
Israelites departed from God and worshiped the idols.
然后受仇敌的压制
And then they were oppressed by the enemies.
然后呼求神
And then they cry out to God.
神怜悯了他们
So God showed compassion to them.
然后兴起了士师来拯救他们
So he raised up the judges to deliver them.
国家可以有一段的平安
Therefore the whole country would experience a short period of time of peace.
但是这个循环又开始
However the cycle started again.
这就让我们看见以色列人之所以失败的一个光景
This shows us the very reason why the Israelites would fail.
乃是他们没有以耶和华神为他们的王。
Simply because they would not take the Lord as their king.
当我们来看大卫的历史。
As we read David's history.
大卫乃是在整个以色列的历史当中最强盛的一个王。
David was the strongest king among all Israelites' history.
圣经告诉我们
And the Bible teaches that
大卫是一个合神心意的王
David was the king who went after God's heart.
在原文的意思是讲到他是一个寻求神、追求神心意的一个王
In its original, it means David was a king who pursued God, who looked for the very will of God.
大卫曾在诗篇第二十七篇讲到这样的话
In Psalm 27, David once said
我有一件事曾求耶和华
One thing I asked of the Lord
如今我还要寻求
That I continue to seek
就是住在耶和华的殿中
To live in the house of the Lord
瞻仰他的容脸
To behold of his face
并在他的殿中求问
Behold of his beauty and also inquire of him
所以我们看见大卫之所以能够成为一个合神心意的王
So we see it here, the reason that they became the one who went after God's heart.
他的心乃是注视在神自己的身上。
It's because his heart was God-centered.
让我们可以看见当以色列民分散的时候
We see that when the Israelites were scattered abroad,
因为大卫这个王他的心向着神
And because David's king's heart was toward God.
他能够把整个以色列人带回到神的跟前。
So he was able to bring all the Israelites back before God.
让神成为他们生活、侍奉、敬拜的中心。
Therefore, God became the very center of their worship and service and their life.
国家就能够强盛。
Therefore, the whole nation became strong.
因为神在其中掌权。
Because God reigned in their midst.
甚至到今天。
Even until today.
以色列的国旗
the national banner of Israel
乃是这一颗大卫之心
is the emblem of the star of David
因为以色列人盼望能够回到像大卫一样时代的强盛
because all Israelites longed to go back to the days of David
但是人必须要认识到 是这一位背后的神在那里掌权。
But man has to understand this. It is the God behind the scenes controls it all.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by might, not by power.
是靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
那大卫之后，我们就进到列王的时代。
After David, we now enter into the era of all the kings.
列王的时代就很像士师的时代。
The days of the kings were very much like the days of judges.
因为这些列王呢，不专心跟从耶和华，像他们的列祖大卫一样。
Because these kings did not follow the Lord wholeheartedly like their forefathers.
每一次他们离弃神去拜偶像的时候
，Every time when they forsook their God and worshipped the idols,
国家百姓就落在极多的患难痛苦的里面。
The whole country would fall prey to various afflictions, various tribulation.
当有一点点复兴起来的时候
，When there is a glimpse of revival,
百姓国家就能够复兴。
Then the whole country, the whole people would be revived.
这完全都决定在于神是不是得着他们的侍奉跟敬拜
？It all depends on the fact if God could be the focus of their service and worship.
所以我们从旧约的历史，我们就看见了，今天在我们基督徒的身上要有一个美好的见证。
So from the Old Testament history, we could see that today for us to bear good testimony.
除非我们从历史中学到教训。
Unless we've learned this lesson from the history,
我们也可以再思想一下在新约圣经所记载的这些情形。
Then we won't be able to do it. Now let's consider some of the conditions recorded in New Testament.
我们知道当初期的教会
We know that in early churches,
当福音传到耶路撒冷的时候
When the gospel was preached to Jerusalem,
圣经告诉我们
The Bible teaches that,
这些彼得第一次传福音的时候，有三千人得救。
When Peter first preached the gospel, 3,000 people were saved.
这些信徒们，他们怎样过生活呢
？How did all these disciples live their life?
圣经告诉我们，他们遵守使徒的教训和交通。
Now the Bible says that they would obey the apostolic teachings and the fellowship.
并且擘饼祈祷。
And breaking bread and they pray.
他们的生活是这样。以神为中心
Their life was simply God-centered.
到一个地步，他们把所有的产业都卖掉了。
To such a point that they would sell all their possessions.
他们可以招待弟兄姊妹从各地来的。
So they could receive all the brethren from different places in the world.
房屋公用。
Everything was publicly used.
在初期的时候
In the early church days.
当福音传到安提阿。
When the gospel was preached to Antioch,
这一般人他们的生活思想
，these people's living their thoughts
都是以主耶稣为主
，were Jesus centered.
所以基督徒这个名称呢，就从他们中间传开了。
Therefore, the name Christian was spread out from them.
什么是基督徒呢
？What is a Christian?
就是像基督的人。
Simply the one who is Christ-like.
他们的绰号
The nickname
就是表明他们生活的态度
Indicates their living attitude.
难怪他们传福音是这么样的有能力
No wonder when they share the gospel, they were so powerful.
他们的见证是这么样的刚强
And their testimonies were oh so strong.
他们可以在短短的时间内福音很快的就传遍。
In such a short period of time, the gospel was widely spread.
那我们看见呢，在刚刚我们所读的《帖撒罗尼迦前书》
And in 1 Thessalonians, we just read.
我们看见呢，在外邦的城邑里面
We see that among all the pagan cities.
这时候，福音已经从亚洲传到了欧洲
At this time, the gospel had already been spread from Asia to Europe.
在那里有一班本来是拜偶像的人。
There was a group of people who originally worshipped the idols.
他们信靠了神。
Now they believed in God.
他们接受主耶稣成为他们的救主。
They had received the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
他们能够一蒙恩得救的时候。
So upon being saved by grace,
圣经告诉我们，他们生活效法保罗，效法基督。
The Bible teaches us that they would live in such a life following Paul and imitating Christ.
他们乃是以基督为他们生活的模范，那个标本。
So, the Lord Jesus simply is the sample of their living.
因为保罗把这个活出来。
Because Paul himself lived out this.
保罗来到他们中间，跟他们传讲。
And Paul came in their midst, and Paul shared the gospel.
他们有这样一个生活的态度。
Now this is the kind of attitude that they hold for their living.
并且他们能够离弃偶像。
And also they forsook their idols.
我想离弃偶像确实不太容易的一件事情。
I suppose that forsaking an idol is a very difficult matter.
但是当神的能力临到你的时候。
But when God's power comes upon you.
你能够去解这些东西。
You're able to cast aside all these things.
在当时是一个有形的偶像。
Now in those days, those idols had forms.
在今天也许我们不再拜偶像。
Today maybe we no longer worship formed idols.
但是我们的心中却还是充满了偶像。
But within our hearts, they are full of idols.
很多物质的东西霸占了我们的心。
So many material things have occupied our hearts.
很多人事也霸占了我们的心。
So many things, so many matters have occupied our hearts.
名利地位。
Fame, status.
除非神他的能力覆庇我们。
Unless God's power shadows us.
否则我们不容易脱去这些。
We'll not be able to be devoid of all these.
但是回我们来看
But let's consider
这一班信主的弟兄姊妹
How these are saints, the brothers and sisters
他们能够靠着神的能力
By God's power
他们能够活在这种光景里面
They were able to live in such a spiritual condition
离弃偶像
That if they forsook the idols
能够来侍奉这一位又真又活的神
They came to serve this true and living God
所以他们的见证能够传遍马其顿跟亚该亚。
And this is why their testimony could be spread among Macedonia and Achaia.
这是一个两个罗马在欧洲东边的两个很大的省。
These were two great cities in Eastern Europe in Rome.
所以我们就看见了这个见证的能力不是出于他们自己。
So we see that the power of their testimony is not from themselves.
是神，他们第一方面我们可以看见是神的工作。
On the one hand, we see that this is from the work of God.
但是第二方面我们就看见呢，他们愿意过一个以神为中心的生活。
On the other hand, we also see that their lives are God-centered.
所以他们就能够有显出这样的一个见证。
And therefore they're able to bear such testimony.
那我们来看看今天到底我们如何在这个历史的教训当中，我们来成为主的见证。
Now let's consider today how through all the teachings of the histories that we could become the Lord's testimony.
我们已经很知道清楚从刚刚的话里面呢，除非我们学习过一个以神为中心的生活。
Now from the passages, we clearly see it here that unless we learn to live a God-centered life,
我们没有办法显出这个见证来。
We're not able to bear this kind of witness.
那我们怎么样来过这样的一个生活呢？
Then how can we live a life like this?
我想从圣经的启示里头呢，我们可以看出大概有三个方面。
Now from the revelation of the Bible, we could see three things.
这三个方面 能够帮助我们这个本来是以自己为中心。
These three aspects will help us who were self-centered before.
回转到开始过一个以神为中心的生活。
Turn to live a God-centered life.
我想弟兄姊妹应该都知道我们这个人确实是一个以神为中心的人。
Brother and sisters, I'm sure you all know this. We are self-centered people.
你比方讲呢，用一个简单的例子。
For example, allow me to share you with a very simple instance.
我们在家里呢，婆婆跟媳妇。
In our homes, between a mother-in-law and a wife.
岳父呢跟女婿。
Between a father-in-law and son-in-law.
我们都盼望呢，大家能够离远一点。
We all hope that we could be as far apart as possible.
不要住得太近。
Don't live too close.
远一点呢，大家的关系还可以和谐一点。
Well, if we could maintain a very fine relationship if we live at a reasonable distance.
如果住得太近的话呢，就容易伤感情。
But if we live too closely, it's very easy for us to strain our relationship.
不仅如此呢，甚至我们自己的儿女。
Not even so, even with our own children.
当我们的儿女长大了。
When they grow up.
结婚了。
When they're married.
他们也希望跟父母亲住远一点。
They hope they could live as farther away as possible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们有个人的意志。
Because we have our own will.
想法。
We have all our own thoughts.
做法。
Have own way of doing.
我们每个人都想做头。
Everyone of us wants to be the very top.
希望别人听我们的。
So other people would listen to us.
这就是我们以自己为中心。
This is self-centered.
那我们这一班人进到教会呢？
Now, when we enter the church,
当然会产生许多的问题。
Of course, this would bring out all kinds of problems.
这些问题我们从哥林多前后书前，特别是前书，我们就看得清楚。
We could see all these problems clearly, especially in 1 Corinthians.
这就是以自己为中心所带来的结果。
Because this is simply the outcome of a self-centered life.
但是我们知道要有一个好的见证，我们必须进到以神为中心。
But we do know that for us to bear a good testimony, we have to live a life which is God-centered.
我们从主的话，从历史当中我们看见许多人能够被这样的改变。
From the Lord's word, from the previous histories, we could see so many people have been transformed.
我们知道保罗就是一个这样的人。
We know Paul is one of those.
他能够以主为中心，为他生命侍奉敬拜。
God is the very center of his service and his worship.
那到底圣经给我们有怎么样的一条路我们可以走上去？
Now, exactly what is the way that the Bible has shown us in which we could walk?
我想简单的我们可以有这三点。
Now, very briefly, I think these three points should be mentioned.
第一点呢，就是要有一个奉献的心。
First, you have to have this heart of consecration.
第二个呢，我们要读主的话。
Secondly, we need to read God's word.
第三个呢，学习背十字架的功课。
Now, thirdly, we need to learn the lesson of taking up our cross.
我想这三方面，弟兄姊妹这么多年来在我们中间呢，弟兄们不断的交通这三个方面。
In reference to these three points, now through all these years, I believe all the brothers have been teaching us on these three points.
早晨呢，我再来简单的分享一下。
So in the morning, I would just like to briefly share all this with you.
我们从这三方面盼望主能够再给我们一点亮光。
Now from these three viewpoints, I hope the Lord would give us more light on them.
让我们真是能够心思意念被他回转。
So that our minds, our thoughts will return to Him.
以自己来转向他。
Turn ourselves toward Him.
第一个叫做奉献。
First, this consecration.
奉献乃是我们啊，以下两点就是读经跟啊学习十字架功课的一个最根基。
This is the very foundation of the other points as to taking up your cross and also reading God's word.
对，那这个根基呢？我想几个礼拜前曹青弟兄也跟我们分享了罗马书十二章一到二节。
Now as to this foundation, I think Brother Yang also shared with you a few weeks ago, in the passages of Romans 12 verses 1 and 2.
盼望弟兄姊妹还有印象。
I hope you still have some impression upon those words.
我提几个点就好。
But I just want to mention a few points here.
什么是奉献呢？
Now, what is the consecration?
奉献乃是把主权交出去。
It's simply to give your autonomy to Him.
举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple example.
什么把主权交出去呢？
How do you give your autonomy to Him?
你比方讲呢？
For example,
这假设这是一张100块的钞票。
Suppose this is a $100 bill.
现在在我的手中。
Now, it's in my hand.
我对他有绝对的主权。
Now I have this absolute dominion over it.
我可以带着我的家人去吃一顿丰盛的晚饭。
Well, with it, I can bring all my family to have this ravishing dinner.
或者我可以去买一套漂亮的衣服。
Or I could go and buy a gorgeous clothing.
或者我可以把它存起来。
Or even I could deposit it.
或者我来到教会的门会所的门口。
Or I could come to the church meeting.
我可以把它投到奉献箱里。
I will put it into the offertory.
当这一百块还在我手中的时候。
As long as this $100 bill is in my hand.
是我在做主。
It is I who is in control.
我对这一百块有绝对的主权。
I have the absolute power over this $100.
可是当投进奉献箱的那一刹那。
But the very moment is being placed in the offertory.
主权转移了。
The autonomy has been transferred.
一百块还是一百块。
Although it's still the $100 bill.
但是这一百块是属神的。
However, it now belongs to God.
主权在神的手中。
And the autonomy is in God's hand.
我对他不再有主权。
I have no control over it.
因为已经奉献了。
Because it's being consecrated to Him.
这是奉献的意义。
And this is the very meaning of consecration.
当然，奉献不是指着金钱单独而言。
Of course, this consecration does not mean the money matter merely.
奉献乃是指着我们全人。
Consecration speaks of our whole being.
所以保罗说，你们要把身体献上。
Therefore, Paul says, present your body.
换句话说，我的时间。
In other words, my time.
我的一切。
All that I have.
主权从我的身上交给主。
The autonomy of all that has now been transferred to the Lord.
在礼拜五早上。
On Friday morning.
我六点大概五十分起床。
I got up around 6:50.
我突然间想到今天七点半呢。有奥林匹克开幕的典礼。
All of a sudden, I thought, oh, this morning around 7:30, I could see the Olympic opening ceremony.
我应该去看了。
Well, I should watch it.
四年才一次。
Because it comes every 4 years.
而且是在中国。
Especially, it's held in China.
这是中国人的荣耀。
It should be all Chinese glory.
可是呢？当我去刷牙的时候
But while I was brushing my teeth,
主说呢
The Lord said,
你要上来读经
Come up and study your Bible.
你今天有你固定灵修的生活
Today you have your own fixed portion of your devotion.
我想到呢我们是一个奉献的人
Then I recall that we are those who have consecrated ourselves to Him.
时间不是在我的手中
Therefore time is not in our hands.
时间是在神的手中
Time is in God's hand.
所以我必须要顺服。
Therefore, I had to obey.
这是一个奉献的一个实行。
Now, this is the practice of consecration.
你比方讲，你有一栋很漂亮的房子。
Now, again, for example, if you have a magnificent house.
你以前是屋主。
Now, before, you were the owner.
当你奉献了以后呢
？Once you've consecrated yourself，
房子还是你在住
？You still live in the same house。
别人看你还是这个屋主
？When other people look at you， they would say you're the owner。
但是你自己知道你是房客。
But you yourself know now you're the tenant。
过去呢，你心血来潮的时候
，It used to be whenever it dawned on you。
你要开 party，
you would like to give a party，
你随时可以做，
you could do that anytime you wanted，
但是你今天是房客，
but today you're a tenant，
你要问一下主人，
you have to ask your owner，
就是我们的主，
and who is our lord，
这是一个奉献的态度，
this is the attitude of consecration，
所以除非我们过一个这样一个奉献的态度，
So unless we hold this kind of attitude of consecration,
否则我们仍然是主权抓在自己的手上。
Then we continue to hold our own autonomy in our hand.
我们不能够以主为中心。
We're not able to make him, the Lord, our center.
所以盼望借着几个例子，大家就能够更清楚明白什么是奉献。
So hopefully through these examples, we could all understand what the meaning of consecration is.
那第二个我要仔细交通的就是讲到读圣经。
Now the second point which I would like to share in detail is to study God's word.
我想弟兄姊妹在我们中间许多弟兄姊妹都很殷勤的读圣经。
I believe many brothers and sisters among us have been studying the Bible diligently.
那圣经也告诉我们如何来帮助我们改变我们这个人归向神。
And the Bible also teaches us how tochange us how to turn ourselves to Him.
我们请大家翻开提摩太后书第三章。
Let's now turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在整个第三章的里面呢
？In the whole chapter 3.
我想最主要分成两个段落。
Most importantly, I think it could be divided into two sections.
第一个段落呢，乃是第一节再到第九节。
First section belongs to verse 1-9.
讲到末世人的光景。
It speaks of the conditions of people in the end time.
请大家注意一下，这个末世不是讲到我们现在这个时代。
Now, please know that these perilous times do not refer to the present days.
末次呢，乃是圣经里头提到，乃是指着主耶稣第一次再来到第二次再来这一段时间。
It simply refers to the time between the Lord's first coming and the second coming.
所以保罗写信给提摩太的时候
，So as Paul wrote this epistle to Timothy，
跟我们现在这个时候
，the time he wrote this，
这些话都是一样的。
And the time that concerns us。All these verses apply.
那第一段乃是讲到信主的人。
Now the first section speaks of those who believe in God.
如果以自己为中心的时候
，If they are self-centered,
他活出来的情形就是这样。
These are the manifestations of their life.
他说是一个危险的日子。
Now Paul said these days of the last days were perilous times.
人要专顾自己。
Men will be lovers of themselves.
贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读。
Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers.
违背父母。
Disobedient to parents.
等等等等，然后第五节。
And so on. Now to verse 5.
他说有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的诗意。
Paul said they would have the form of godliness, but deny its power.
然后起来抵挡神的话。
They would rise up and they would oppose against God's word.
这些呢都是以我们为中心所产生出来的情形。
All these are the conditions of a person who's self-centered.
但是呢，在第二段保罗就提到怎么样来挽回这个情形。
And in the second section, Paul mentioned how to restore all these.
当然一方面我们讲到有一位保罗
Now,
他因为主的话他已经成为那个榜样
Of course on the one hand that we see that this Paul who had been restored by God who had become an example to us
但是保罗不在提摩太旁边的时候呢 保罗提醒提摩太主的话。
But when Paul wasn't by Timothy's side, Paul reminded Timothy of God's word.
所以到十六、十七节呢，这里就讲到圣经。
And here in verses 16 and 17, we read about this scripture.
圣经乃是出于神的吹气。
Now all scripture is breathed by God.
它能够教训督责，使我们归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
It's given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof.
换句话说呢
for instruction in righteousness.
就是我们天然人来讲呢，前半段所讲的情形就是我们内心的情形。
Now to put it in another way, the first section's condition is our condition.
我们里面呢是高高低低，弯弯曲曲。
We are self-centered. In us, we could be up and down, crooked.
主的话没有办法在我们里面通行。
Therefore, God's word could never go through in us.
但是借着圣经呢
，But through the scripture,
就能够来。矫正我们
God is able to correct us
什么是对的
As to what is right
然后什么是不该行的
What are the things you're not supposed to walk in
这样神的旨意就能够把我们以自我为中心转回到以神为中心
So God could turn us from self-centered to God-centered according to His will
更重要就是说不仅我们能够脱离自我为中心。
Now, most importantly, not only would we be delivered from the self-centered life,
转向神，而且能够来服侍神。
And turning to Him, but we're able to serve Him.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose of God's redemption.
所以我们不能够忽略读主的话。
So let's not neglect reading God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我想许多读经的弟兄姊妹有许多读经的方法。
Now, brothers and sisters, I believe many brothers and sisters who vested themselves in studying the Bible have their own methods.
但是我个人觉得有三种方法对我们很有帮助。
But I personally feel that there are three methods which would be very profitable for us.
我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹们分享。
And here I would like to share them with you all.
第一种呢
First,
就是所谓的生命读经
is the live Bible reading.
生命读经，你一天大概只需要花15分钟到30分钟。
By this method, you only have to spend 15 to 30 minutes a day.
那这个方法呢，最好实行在清晨你起床的时候。
Now this method is best to carry out in early morning when you wake up.
那它的特点呢，就是直接从主领受生命。
The feature of this method is directly receiving life from the Lord.
许多属灵的伟人呢，他们都养成这个习惯。
Many spiritual giants had formed this kind of habit.
我可以举一个例子给大家听。
I could give you an example.
我们请翻开诗篇第十五篇。
Psalm 15, would you please turn to?
诗篇第十五篇。
Psalm 15.
当你每一天早晨起来读主话的时候
Every morning when you get out of your bed, when you study God's word,
生命读经不在于读得多
The live Bible reading does not matter how many or how few the verses you might be reading,
也不在于我们要对整段话完全的理解
Does not matter whether you have thoroughly understand the whole passage,
而是在于跟主之间有一个生命的交通。
It simply depends on this fellowship of a life between your Lord and yourself.
让主的话来光照、来矫正、来喂养我们。
So that the word of God could shine upon you to correct you to feed you.
也许你早晨第一天起床呢，你读到了第十五篇。
Maybe this morning when you get out of your bed, you read Psalm 15.
你可以先把这篇读一遍。
Now first, you can read through this whole song.
然后你也许要默想第一节跟第二节。
And then maybe you will be meditating on verses 1 and 2.
他说：“耶和华，谁能聚居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？”
The psalmist says, "Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill?"
也许你要求神来光照
Maybe you need to ask God to enlighten you.
为什么大卫在这里这么样的渴慕愿意住在神的圣山?
Why David here longed for his God so earnestly? He wanted to live in his tabernacle.
为什么我的心老是被世界物质的东西所霸占?
And then why is it my heart is so often preoccupied by the worldly things and matters?
到底主的山有什么充宝贝的地方?
What is so precious about the Lord's hill?
这里的山是一个实际的山，还是一个一个预表
？Is it a physical a hill or is it just a type？
是不是指着神的同在
？Does it mean the a God's presence？
如果是指的神的同在，我有没有渴慕常常活在主的同在里头
？Now if it alludes to God's presence, do I long for living in His presence？
如果主的同在那么宝贵，为什么有人尝到我却尝不到
？If God's presence is so precious, why is it some people have tasted it and I haven't？
也许我们就求主，主啊，求你显出你的同在。
Then we pray to the Lord, Lord, may you show your presence。
主啊，求你帮助我，让我脱离许多事物上的缠累。
Lord, help me, deliver me from all the encumbrances of the earthly matters。
让我愿意住在你的圣山上。
So that I'll be willing to live in your holy hill。
我想这些就是一点点的例子。
Now this is just a very simple little example。
求主对我说话。
Ask the Lord to speak to us。
求主光照我里面的光景。
To enlighten the conditions within。
求主矫正我。
Ask Him to correct us。
也许我们曾经有在主的同在的经历里头。
Maybe we once had the experience of His presence。
我们回想一下。
Now that's recollected that。
那一个同在的甘甜。
The sweetness of His presence。
求主再给我们更多。
Pray to the Lord that He would give you more。
这样我们在生命里面跟主就有一个交通。
Now then we would have this fellowship in His life。
主就慢慢的来矫正我们的心思，回到他的跟前。
And gradually the Lord will correct your mind and thoughts, and then turn you back to Him.
再讲到第二节。
Now consider verse 2.
就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。
He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart.
我们想想，我们行为真的正直吗
？Let's consider, do we really walk uprightly?
我们是不是做了一些事情不敢显在人的面前。
Have we done many things that we would not dare to reveal them before people?
说了一些话并不是从心里诚实说出来的话。
Have we not spoken things that were not really from your heart?
或者我们说了一些话是不是只有讲对了一半。
Or have we spoken things that were just half of the truth?
求主来光照我们。
Oh, may the Lord enlighten us.
求主的宝血拯救我。
And we pray to the Lord for the cleansing of His precious blood.
或者因为有一次我的老板要我讲一些半对的话。
Now, maybe one time my boss asked me to speak something half truth.
但是主的灵在我里面。
But the Lord's Spirit was within me.
所以我就祷告主，让主给我刚强。
So I pray to the Lord to make me strong.
我要讲完全准确的话。
I had to speak the full truth accurately.
我在那一次得胜了。
And at that time, I overcame.
我今天早晨起来，我回想到那一件事情。
But this morning, as I got out of my bed, and I called back on that memory.
我就感谢神。
And I gave thanks to God.
我想就是这样一个生命的交通。
And I believe this is this kind of fellowship in life.
这是我们得生命的一个秘诀。
And this is a secret to us to receive His life.
15分钟到30分钟。
15 minutes to 30 minutes.
在你出门上班之前。
Before you go out to work.
我们必须来到主面前得天上的玛纳。
We have first to come before God to receive this heavenly manna.
第二个方法。
Now, second method.
我们要来速读圣经。
We need to fast read the Bible.
也许你在公司上班。
Maybe when you work.
或者你在家里。
in your company or you are at home,
或者在学校,
or in school,
你有一段差不多30分钟的休息,
maybe you have a break of 15-30 minutes,
你中午吃饭的时候,
like when you're having lunch,
你可以读四五章的圣经,
you could read about 4 or 5 chapters of the Bible.
这样你一年可以把圣经读了一遍。
And in 1 year, you could read through the whole Bible.
速读圣经乃是帮助我们对整个圣经能够有完全的明白。
Now, fast reading this Bible would able to help you to have this complete overview of it.
有一个印象。
Then you would have this impression in your heart.
你能够慢慢明白神的心意。
And gradually, you would be able to understand God's will.
好。在这个里头呢，能够让我们开始从主的话、主的心意里头，我们能够矫正我们的脚步。
Now in this method, it will be able to correct our footsteps according to God's will.
很多人不好好读圣经，结果许多似是而非的话呢，就容易进到我们心思里头，让我们反反复复。
Now, so many people who do not study the Bible well, so many paradoxical teachings would come into our hearts.
我讲一点我个人的见证。
Let me share with you my personal testimony.
我刚到伊士林聚会，在伊士林那个会所的时候。
When I first came to Islington Christian Assembly in that old church building.
有一位年长的弟兄，就是林赫志弟兄，到我们中间来一个月一次。
Now an elderly brother, brother 林赫志 came to us once a month.
他讲到了，我从来听不懂。
And I could never understood what his sermons were about.
大概有我在那时候大概有2年多的时间。
And it's about 2 years.
每个月他来讲呢，我只看他讲得非常认真，非常的很感动。
Every time when he came to preach, I could see him so much into his sermons, and it seems himself was deeply touched.
但是我从来听不懂他到底在说些什么。
But I could never understand what he was talking about.
因为他从旧约到新约，新约又到旧约。每一次他讲一段话，他就把圣经整个背下来。
Because he was sermonized from Old Testament to New Testament, whenever he talked about the passages, he simply recited it.
所以我真听不懂。
I just couldn't understand it.
但是在这同时的时候
，At the same time，
我大概来聚会过了2年多，我才受浸。
Now I started meeting at Islington Christian Assembly, but for 2 years, and then afterward I was baptized.
我在受浸之前我已经读完了新约。
Now before I was baptized, I finished the New Testament.
然后到一段之后受浸不久呢，我就旧约一直读，差不多快读完的时候。
Now not long after my baptism, I started reading my Old Testament, and right at the time when I was about to finish it.
突然间有一天呢，林弟兄又来了。
All of a sudden, this day, Brother Lin came again.
那一天呢，不晓得为什么。
And I don't know why.
从第一句到最后一句，我完全听懂了。
On that day, from the very first word to until the very last of his sermon, I totally understood it.
并且我说，主啊，太好了。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, wonderful.
我心中呢，充满了火热。
Oh, I was on fire in my spirit.
因为是主的话在我里面火热。
Because it is the Lord's word was burning within me.
后来我跟林弟兄交通。
And then I shared this with Brother Lin.
他说不错。
And he said, yes, indeed.
一方面是主开启了你。
On the one hand, it is the Lord who had enlightened you.
一方面他觉得一个信主的人最起码要快快的把圣经读两遍。
On the other hand, he believed that a person who believes in the Lord has to read the Bible quickly 3 times at least.
这样的话，你进到聚会当中呢，你就知道传道的人到底在讲些什么。
Only in such a way, when you come to the meeting, you will understand what the preacher is talking about.
因为在我们 啊、这个范围的弟兄们所交通的信息完全都是根据圣经的。
Because all the brothers among our church, when they share, it's all Bible-based.
所以我们要能够明白主的话，在主教主的话给我们有一点印象。
For us to understand the Bible, for us to be able to have some imprint from the sharing.
即使弟兄们讲的很深的真理。
Now, even though the brother might be sharing very profound truth,
我们里面能够开始响应。
We are able to echo within us.
所以我鼓励在我们中间年轻的这些弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to encourage all the young people among us,
特别是年幼的。
Especially those younger ones.
过去你们听完了信息，还有阿姨叔叔可以跟你们再分享一下。
Now, it used to be that after you heard your messages that the adults would share with you on the sermons.
如果你把圣经读个一两遍，你就慢慢的直接从信息里面你就能接受了。
However, I would like to encourage you to study your Bible directly one or twice. Then you will be able to directly receive the messages.
这就是希伯来书那里所讲的，你慢慢可以吃干粮。
And this is what Hebrew says, you will be able to take the solid food gradually.
所以这些都需要我们去学习的。
Now all these are the matters we need to learn from.
第三个是精读圣经。
Now the third method is to study the Bible in depth.
精读圣经最主要目的呢，是帮助我们能够按着正义来解释圣经。
Now the purpose for study your Bible in depth is to enable you to divide God's word rightly.
那如果说你精读圣经能够配合我们教会每个礼拜五的查经。
If your own in-depth studying could, match up with the Friday night Bible study.
我相信弟兄姊妹，你五年到七年的中间，你就能够成为别人话语上的帮助。
I believe, brothers and sisters, within 5 to 7 years, you will be able to minister to other people with God's word.
因为差不多每七年，我们就把新约圣经查了一遍。
Because, roughly speaking, once 7 years, we will at church we will finish the whole Bible once.
我们一同来看一下希伯来书第十二章。
Let's read together Hebrews chapter 12.
那精读圣经呢，每天大概需要花你30分到一两个钟头，不一定。
In-depth Bible reading would take you 30 minutes to 1 or 2 hours. It depends.
我们用希伯来书第十二章来做一个示范。
Now, I would like to use chapter 12 of Hebrews as an example to demonstrate.
你比方讲第十二章呢，是我们下个礼拜五要读的。
For example, chapter 12 of Hebrews is a text that for next Friday's Bible reading.
这里总共有29节。
It has 29 verses altogether.
通常我们这么长的圣经要读两次。
Now, usually with this long passage, it would take us 2 meetings.
那也许你第一个礼拜你就读第一节到13节。
So for the first week, you would read verse 1 to verse 13.
那第一节到三节呢，你把它除以七，一个礼拜七天呢，你一天只需要读两节。
Now divide it by 7 days of a week, then you only have to read 2 verses a day.
所以一天读两节呢，你读完了七天，你就读到第14节了。
If you finish 2 verses a day, by the 7th day, you finish all the verses.
那读精读圣经呢，你需要有一些参考书。
Now, in-depth Bible reading does require some reference books.
参考书有两种。
There are 2 kinds of reference books.
第一种呢是工具书。
First is the references for the tools of references.
你比方讲像英文版的翻译本。
For example, like study Bible of the English version.
你比方讲像 NIV 的，像 NAS。V 像 Darby 的，像那个 Young's Translation，
like the Study Bible of NIV, NASB, Young's Concordance, but Darby
这些另外一种就是 Concordance，
and there is another reference book is called Concordance，
英文叫做经文汇编，中文
Concordance，
对， 这些经文汇编给我们有很大的帮助。
And these concordances will greatly help us.
第一个，它可以把希腊原文的意思告诉我们。
First, it will tell you the original meaning in Greek.
因为很多英文的翻译本从希腊文翻到英文，意思已经漏掉了。
Now, even with the English translations, many of the original meanings have been lost during the translation process.
第二个呢？Concordance 可以让我们看见这个字在圣经里面到底是其他地方怎么用。
Secondly, the concordance would help you know what are the other meanings of the same word being used in different places in the Bible.
也让我们看见这个字到底在圣经用了几遍。
It also would tell us how many times this word has been employed in the Bible.
这些都是参考的资料。
And all these are the reference materials.
Now,我们把这个准备好。
Now, let's have all these tools ready.
那另外一种参考书就是别人解经的书。
Now, another reference would be the exposition by other people of the Bible.
我盼望弟兄姊妹也能够买一些比较有属灵分量的人解经的书来看。
Now, I hope you also would have some of the Bible exposition books by other people who have the spiritual weight.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这些属灵人一方面神有给他们恩赐。
Because on the one hand, these giant, spiritual giants have received these gifts from God.
另外一方面呢，他们读圣经比我们殷勤得多。
On the other hand, they would be studying Bible more diligently than we would be doing.
你比方讲呢，圣经其实圣经的思想是整个一贯的。
Now, for example, that the very thought of the Bible is very consistent.
尼托森弟兄讲到说他一生读圣经大概读了两三百遍。
Brother Nice once said he had read through the Bible 200 or 300 times.
这两三百遍当中整个神永远的计划心意呢已经烙印在他的心中。
Through all this reading, God's eternal purpose has been seared into his heart.
所以当他在解释一句话的时候，他是用整个神完全的启示来解释这句话。
So as he explained one verse, he was explaining it in terms of the whole counsel of God's will.
我们对圣经不熟，我们只能够看到这一段话就来解释这一段话。
Now we not being familiar with the Bible in such a way as we read one verse we would just explain it you know, in such a way according to its partial meaning.
所以我们就落掉了神整个的启示。
Then we would lose all that God's whole revelation.
这是一个很大的差别。
And this is such a great difference.
好，我们来读第一来精读一下第一节。
Now let's demonstrate how to study the Bible in depth.
那通常呢，我们建议弟兄姊妹每一章我们开始读的时候，弟兄姊妹尽可能读个五遍到十遍。
We recommend that before you start in depth Bible readings, read the same passage 5 or 10 times beforehand.
The whole chapter.
The whole chapter.
因为这样的话让圣灵有机会借着他的话就慢慢把整章所要告诉我们的启示在我们的里面。
It gives the Holy Spirit the Spirit that through God's word it would reveal the whole counsel of God.
然后我们来读第一节。
Now let's read verse 1.
他说我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第一步呢，你要看一下英文的翻译本。
Now, first step is you should refer to the English translation.
那英文翻译本比较准确的是 Darby 的翻译。
The more accurate version is Darby's.
我们如果仔细去看的话呢，在那个最第一节最后面呢，他说摆在我们前面的路程。
Now, if we read it carefully, that at the end of the verses, the way that has been placed before us,
实在说来是 run the race.
in the English Bible, it would say it very clearly. It's the race that we're about to run.
换句话说，就是我们要奔那摆在前面的那一个比赛了。
So that is run the race which is set before us.
所以我们就知道中文跟英文就有一点差别了。
So we see it here. There is a bit difference between Chinese version and the English one.
好，那我们再来看一下第二个字。
Now the second word here.
如果你去仔细读英文的话呢，啊，这里有许多的见证人。
In the English Bible, you read that there are so many witnesses.
Witness, 你如果去